Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coltman with commentary of the Family Life Network. As of August 15th, ignition interlock devices will be required in the vehicles of all New Yorkers convicted of drunk driving. Drivers will have to blow into the device. If they are intoxicated, the vehicle will not start. Most people think this is a good idea because it will keep drunk drivers off the streets and increase safety on the roads. On the other hand, lots of people oppose a mandatory requirement for ignition interlock devices in all cars and trucks sold in New York and Pennsylvania because it would be too expensive and therefore unfair to those who drive responsibly. That said, the vast majority of people who drive drunk elude the police and are never arrested or convicted. Therefore, what we need is a cost-effective technology in all vehicles to prevent drunks from driving. Well, some good news. In the months ahead, Congress will be considering legislation that will provide millions of dollars to fund the development of a new low-cost technology that will keep drunks from driving. It would involve having sensors in or on possible places like the seats of a car or the steering wheel. These sensors will be sensitive enough to measure the level of alcohol in a person's blood. If an individual is intoxicated, the car will not start. I urge Congress to pass this legislation. The sooner we have cheap technology to keep all drunks off the road, the better. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coltman.